亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们大家好。
Good morning, dear brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主给我今天这样子的机会在这里为他做见证。
I thank the Lord for the opportunity today to testify of him.
今天我要述说主是如何的爱我。
And this morning I will share on how the Lord loves me.
以下我所要讲的经历都是显明主用他的大爱和他的恩典来带领的。
And the experiences that I will share later, I'll speak of God's great love and how he has guided me.
将我塑造成为今天的我。
From the beginning until today.
无论是我属灵的生命，我的身体，还有我的命运。
Whether it's my spiritual life, my body, or even my physical life,
都是神一手的带领和栽培。
It has been led by the Lord's hand and nourished by Him.
正如我在2003年，第一次中风住院的时候。
For example, when I had my first stroke in 2003, and I had to go to the hospital.
每一个医生在我病历上的描述。
Every doctor's diagnosis.
他们都说我的身体是经过美好的塑造和锻炼过的。
Have said that my body has gone through great training.
主也在诗篇里面向我们说。
And in Psalms, the Lord also tells us.
诗篇139:13。我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已复辟我。
Psalm 139:13, For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb.
16节，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了，你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上。
Verse 16, Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
回想我出生到现在，我有几个关键的时刻。
And there are some critical moments that I remember from my birth till now.
第一，在母腹中神的拣选。
And first was me being chosen by God while I was still in my mother's womb.
因为我的母亲是一个敬虔爱主的妇人。
My mother was a woman who loved the Lord.
她知道以色列人他们的头生的孩子都是主的。
And she knew that for the Israelites, their firstborn belonged to God.
所以她也把我在母腹的时候就献给主。
And so, while I was not yet born, she gave me to the Lord.
她要我一生侍奉她。一生来爱他。
And she wanted me to serve him and love him my whole life.
现在我知道这个母亲的奉献对我是何等的有意义。
And now I know that my mother's offering has great benefit for me.
是何等的有福。
And how blessed I am.
我从这个奉献之后，神就在我身上开始做他要做的工作。
And from this consecration onward, I did the work that God wanted me to do.
第二，吃母羊的奶和猪吃的大饼。
And second, drinking the goat's milk and eating pig's bread.
我们住在乡下，家庭非常的贫穷。
I grew up in the countryside and our family was very poor.
我们家是做农的。
And so we were farmers.
我们的生活来源就是靠了几座小山，还有一个小池塘。
And we were sustained by a small pond and the mountain next to us.
山上种水果卖钱养生。
And on the mountain, we grew fruits to sell.
几块田种稻子，温饱肚子。
And we had a few fields where we can grow wheat.
一个小池塘养鱼当菜。
And in the pond were some fish for us to eat.
除此之外，没有什么依靠。
But besides these things, we did not have much else.
我出生之后，母亲为了要上，父母亲为了要上山工作。
And after I was born, my parents still had to go on the mountain to work.
就把我托给祖母照顾。
And so they gave me to my grandmother to take care of.
祖母说，当我会爬的时候，她常常找不到我。
And she said that when I learned how to crawl, she often couldn't find me.
有好几次找到的时候，我都在吃那个母羊的奶。
And oftentimes when she found me, I was drinking the goat's milk.
她说我把小羊推开，我就趴在地上，就直接在这个母奶那边吸。
And she said that I would often push the young goats away and just drink from the mother goat.
直到吃饱为止才离开。
Until I was full, I wouldn't leave.
有时候呢，是在那个我们放那个猪吃的大饼的房间找到我。
And other times she would find me in the pig's room where the pig's bread was.
有一天呢，父亲发现我们那个猪的大饼缺了一大块。
And one day my father realized that the pig's bread was missing a big chunk.
我的祖母才告诉他说是我吃的。
So my grandmother told him that that I had eaten it.
猪的那个大饼呢，是用黄豆做的，很香。
The pig's bread was made with yellow beans and it's very good.
所以看来主是用最好的羊奶和黄豆来喂养我。
And so it appears that the Lord used goat's milk and yellow beans to nourish me.
强壮我的身体。
To strengthen my body.
第三个，游泳时溺水被救上来。
And third, one time I was swimming and I almost drowned but was saved.
刚才说我们有一个小鱼池是专门养鱼。
I mentioned earlier that we had a small pond where we grew fish.
我们常常家种的菜就是从这个鱼池里面的那个钓上来的鱼来吃。
And oftentimes our meals would consist of the fish that we fished out of the pond.
有一天和几个叔叔的孩子就在那边玩水。
And so one day I was playing with some cousins there by the water.
就我就不小心掉到最深的地方。
And I fell into a deep hole.
当我醒来的时候，已经是在那个鱼池的那个旁边。
And when I woke up, I was already at the side of the pond.
他们告诉我说，你刚才肚子很大，那弟弟就跑到你肚子上一直踩，把那个水都吐好多出来。
And they said that your stomach was bulging earlier, and so your brother jumped on it to push out the water.
这样神就借着我的弟弟又把我救活了。
And so through my brother, God saved my life.
第四个，初二的寒假，我参加了一个田径的训练。
And fourthly, in junior high, I entered a track and field competition.
因为神给我有一个很强壮的身体，我很喜欢运动，很有兴趣，也有这个天分。
Because the Lord gave me a strong body, and I really enjoyed athletics, I entered this competition.
就被学校选去做两个礼拜的短期训练。
So the school chose me to enter this competition for 2 weeks.
进去的时候身高150公分，出来的时候168。
When I entered, I was 150 centimeters, and when I left, I was 168 centimeters tall.
连我妈妈都不认得我。
And even my mother did not recognize me.
像这种快速的成长，只有神能够做。
And such fast growth only the Lord can do.
第五个，高中进入运动的名校。
Fifth, I entered into a famous high school.
我在这学校受了十项的全能运动的训练。
And here I received training for the decathlon.
田赛、竞赛，我每一样都参加。
And in track and field, I entered every event.
成绩一直都很好，都在三名以内。
And my results were always within the top three.
身高也从168一直升到173。
And my height increased to 173.
就是现在的高度。
And so that is my height today.
下面第六个，就进入甲组的球队。
And sixth, I entered into the national team.
因为有前面几年的训练。
Because of my training in previous years.
体能和身高都符合篮球队的标准。
My stamina and my height were all within the team's requirements.
虽然我的篮球是一窍不通，但是主为我预备一个很爱我的教练。
And so even though I knew nothing about playing basketball, God prepared a coach that loved me very much.
他精心地用爱心和忍耐来训练我。
And he trained me through patience and love.
培养我的个性毅力。
To train both my character and my determination.
耐苦的心智。
And a heart that could take hard work.
也是给我们有很非凡的成绩。
And he produced great results for us.
也带我环游世界32个国家去比赛。
And took me around the world to 32 countries to compete.
像我们这样贫穷的家庭。
And so for a family poor as we were.
这些庞大的旅费是我们没有办法付出的。
All these travel costs were something that we could not pay.
一切都是神的恩典，神的怜悯。
And so all of this was the Lord's grace and mercy.
第七个。
Number seven.
主为我预备一个爱主的先生。
The Lord prepared for me a husband who loved the Lord.
记得他来提亲的时候，母亲问他说。
I remember when he came, to... to ask me in marriage.
那时候你对你的未来有什么打算？
My mother asked him, what plans do you have for your future?
他回答说，我将我自己交给神。
And he replied, I have given myself to God.
母亲就说，那我就把我的大女儿交给你。
And so my mother said, then I will give my eldest daughter to you.
所以从结婚到现在，我一直在享受神的爱和弟兄的爱。
And so from the day we were married till now, I have enjoyed their love.
我在这个爱中的生活是何等的幸福，何等的甘美。
And I am truly blessed in this life of love.
我也是非常的感恩。
And I am very grateful.
第八个。
Number eight.
被主呼召出来服侍他。
Being called out by the Lord to serve him.
我是什么人？
Who am I?
我的家庭这么贫穷。
My poor family.
这么的贫困。
So common.
什么都没有。
We had nothing.
这个创造宇宙万物的神
This God that created the universe
他不仅把他永远的生命赐给我
Not only did he give me eternal life
还呼召我出来服侍他
But also he called me to serve him
这是何等的身份
What a position this is
这是何等的福气
And what a blessing this is
我真的是服侍主这几年来
And in these years of serving the Lord
我看到主的大爱我是没有办法来诉说
I cannot tell of all of his great love
每一次擘饼聚会的时候我一祷告 我就要哭
And every time during communion when I pray I feel like crying
因为我从主那里所领受的这个恩这个爱实在是太大。
Because the grace and the love that I have received from God is truly too great.
我真的很感谢主。
I really thank the Lord.
主也给我三个非常健康的孩子。
That he has given me three very healthy children.
他们也在主的弟兄姐妹的呵护之下成长。
and they have grown up under the guidance of the Lord and brothers and sisters.
这都不是在我的计划之内的。
And none of these were in my plans.
一切是神的大爱，神的恩典。
All of it is the Lord's great love and grace.
我今天讲这些，我盼望今天主也把这个爱，这个恩典。
And so I share these this morning in the hopes that our friends will also be able to experience the Lord's great love. Because He does not forsake us.
As long as
you're willing to open your heart to accept Him, He will give it to you. We give all the glory and praise to Him forever.
谢谢.
Thank you.
We
really thank the Lord.
成为他的儿女,
that we can be his children,
能够, 为他做见证, 传福音,
and that we can testify for him and preach the gospel.
刚才做见证的就是我的妻子, 我的姊妹, 英美。
And so,
<笑><笑>我们真的是看见神是从灰尘中来抬举贫寒人。
And we see that the Lord takes people out of the dust and out of poverty.
他把我们两个这么卑微，这么贫寒，也是很败坏的人，都能够抬举来侍奉他。
And He brought two people, commoners and poor people as us, together to serve Him.
所以亲爱的朋友，当我们传福音给你的时候，
So dear friends, when we spread the gospel to you,
我们不是在讲一个道理，
We are not speaking of a doctrine,
我们也不是传一个宗教，
And we're not preaching a religion,
乃是传一个真真实实神爱世人的好消息，
But rather the good news of a God that loves people.
约翰福音3章16节这样说，
In John 3:16 it says,
他说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，
For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son,
然后叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
然后在约翰一书第3章16节的前半这样说，
And in the first half of John 3:16 it says,
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us.
亲爱的朋友们，
Dear friends,
神爱我们，
God loves us.
我们每一个人都经历到人生中的一些的爱。
And all of us have experienced some love in our life.
但是没有一样爱能够跟神的爱相比。
But no love can compare with the God with the love of God.
无论你所遇见的人是多么的爱你,
regardless of how much people love you,
没有办法跟神爱我们的大爱的相比。
It cannot compare with the great love of our God.
如果我们知道一个人他所有内心到暗中一切的行为,
if we knew all the actions of every person,
你没有办法爱他,
you would not be able to love him.
你真的没有办法爱一个人。
And truly, you would be unable to love anyone.
但是神知道我们所有一切的光景。
But God knows all our conditions.
他仍然爱我们。
And He still loves us.
他在我们还做罪人的时候, 他就来替我们死。
And while we were yet sinners, He died for us.
就在十字架上, 这个死把神的爱完全显明出来。
And on the cross, His death revealed this love.
亲爱的朋友们,
Dear friends,
这个爱是十字架的爱。
This love is the love of the cross. And it is the love that sacrifices.
什么是十字架的爱呢?
What is the love of the cross?
请容许我给大家做一点点的肢体的说明。
Allow me to have this explanation.
十字架就是这样。
This is how the cross is.
我的头到我的脚就是一个直的木头。
From my head to my feet, it is a plank of wood.
我的双手
就是那根横的木头。
And my arms are the horizontal beam.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
耶稣基督他的双脚是被绑起来的。
His feet were tied together.
那表明他这一生是没有自由。
It represents his lack of freedom in this life.
他为了我们的缘故
For our sake.
他真的是一位伟大荣耀的神，天地都容不下的神。
He was a God that could not be held by this universe.
却被限制在一个小小的人的里头。
And yet he was limited in a person.
在时空之间完全的不自由，被限制。
And in time and space, he had no freedom.
他生在木匠家。
He was born in a carpenter's home.
跟那些渔夫，跟那些税吏做朋友。
And he was friends with the fishermen and the tax collectors.
这位荣耀、尊贵、伟大无比的神。
This glorious and powerful God.
来亲近每一个罪人。
Came towards all sinners.
凡是愿意的，他都医治，他都拯救。
And all who were willing, he healed and saved.
所以十字架。
So the cross,
我们看见主的双脚是完全受限制的。
We see his feet were completely bound.
可是他却给我们这么大的自由。
And yet he gives us so much freedom.
我们从生下来。
From our birth.
我们爱到哪里去，我们就到哪里去。
Wherever we like to go, we went.
我们不但能够用双脚走路。
Not only can we walk.
我们可以骑车。
We can go on the car.
我们还可以开车。
And we can ride a bike.
我们还可以搭飞机。
We can go on a plane.
啊，神给我们是何等的自由
！How much freedom we have！
但是他把自己完全限制在那个十字架的那个经历里头。
But he put himself in the experience of the cross。
当他双手完全伸开的时候
，And when his arms were spread out，
他是放弃了他所有一切的权利。
He gave up all his power，
完完全全的放弃
，Completely gave up。
他本来应当来责备所有的罪人。
Originally, he was come to deal with the sinners.
他有权做所有的审判。
And he had the power to do the judgment.
但是他把这些全都放下。
But he gave up this power.
他看我们都是像羊没有牧人。
And he saw all of us as sheep without a shepherd.
看见我们流离失所。
And he saw us lost and wandering.
看到我们受苦受难。
And saw us suffering.
从我们出生那个哇哇大哭。
From our birth, as we cried,
到最后那一口气要断的时候，那一个叹息。
To the end, the sigh when we take our last breath.
从前人生里面充满了很多的眼泪，充满了很多的痛苦。
Our lifetimes are full of suffering and tears.
我们的心灵到我们的身体受到何等的折磨跟打击。
Our spirit and our body are constantly being battered.
但是这位主，他深深地体恤我们。
But this God deeply understands us.
他真的是要来把福音给我们。
And he wants to give us the gospel.
所以亲爱的朋友。
So dear friends.
十字架上的爱。
The love on that cross.
神把他所有一切的权利都放弃。
As the Lord gave up all his power.
然后把所有一切的好处通通给人。
And gave all the goodness to man.
那我们要给人的时候。
And when we give to people.
大概没有办法给到比这两手伸直更多了。
Perhaps we cannot give more than when we open up
our hearts.
And so without reservation, he gave his all.
所以有人这样说,
so there are people who say this.
当神把耶稣赐给我们的时候,
when God gave Jesus to us,
当主在十字架上把我们整个救恩成就的时候,
and when our Lord accomplished salvation on that cross,
我们的神啊, 就把自己给穷了。
Our God gave until he was poor.
因为圣经告诉我们说,
Because the Bible tells us,
他既不爱惜自己的儿子，把他舍了。
He did not love his son,
and gave him to us.
And gave him to us.
那他岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们？
Will he not give all things freely to us?
所以，亲爱的朋友们，
so dear friends,
如果我们过去不知道向神感恩，
in the past, if we did not know how to thank God,
今天这个时候，
then today.
我邀请你来向他感恩。
I invite you to thank him.
我们是什么人？
Who are we?
我们配得住在这么好的地方。
Are we worthy to live here?
我们配得那么好的教育，那么好的工作，那么好的收入。
Are we worthy of our education and our salary and job?
我们爱吃什么就有什么。
We eat what we want to eat.
我们有各样的从心灵到精神到身体的享受。
And we have all kinds of enjoyment.
我们今天生活在北美。
Today we live in North America.
如果我们不知道感恩。
If we do not know how to be grateful.
我们真的是愧对我们的神。
Then we shortchange our God.
我们想想在非洲的人。
If we think of the people in Africa.
在印度的人。
Or in India.
在许多贫穷地区的人。
In many areas of poverty.
他们反倒很感恩。
They are actually very grateful.
他们有一餐可以吃，他们就感谢神了。
For one meal that they have, they thank God.
他们可以不用为明天忧虑。
And they don't need to worry about
tomorrow. 他们就在那里信靠神。
Because there they rely on God.
当福音传给他们的时候。
And when the gospel is preached to them.
他们就欢欢喜喜地接受。
They joyfully accept it.
那么单纯。
Simply.
那么可爱。
And,
so lovely.
So lovely.
但是却是那么蒙福。
And so blessed.
所以如果我们心思被训练得太过复杂。
And so if our thoughts have been trained to be complex,
我今天我要劝你,
then today I urge
使它变成简单,
to simplify it.
只有简单的人才是个蒙福的人。
Only the simple are blessed.
我们要回转像孩子的样式。
And so we need to return to, the, to be like children.
让我们来知道何为神的爱。
So that we can know God's love.
那么当神把这个爱给我们的时候，
When God gave us this love,
他有许多具体的恩典给我们。
He gave us many a real a grace.
我们来看一下路加福音。
Let's look at Luke.
他讲到主耶稣的赦免。
It speaks of God's forgiveness.
我们把它念一次。
We'll read it once.
我们大家一起念好吗？我们中文念一遍，英文念一遍啊。
Read first in Chinese.
好，中文来。耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子，因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。英文。
Two men owed money to a certain money lender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled. You have judged correctly, Jesus said.
在十字架上,
On the cross,
主耶稣把宝血全都流出来。
Our Lord Jesus shed his blood.
今天血就是我们的生命。
And today blood is our life.
今天我们人不愿意是因流血而死亡。
And today we are unwilling to die because of blood.
但为什么尊贵的神的儿子需要用这种方法来舍命呢？
But why must God die this way?
这是为了我们的罪。
And that is for our sins.
亲爱的朋友们，
Dear friends,
当神从天上看世人罪的时候，
When God sees sin on this earth,
他的心中是非常愤怒的。
His heart is full of wrath.
因为这位圣洁公义的神，
Because this righteous God,
他看见他所造的人，
And seeing the people that he's created,
堕落到这个地步，
Have fallen to this point.
无亲情，没有亲情，没有跟这个亲人的感情。
There is no intimate relationship.
不怜悯人。
And there is no mercy.
道德败落。
And the morals are low.
不肯饶恕。
There is unwillingness to forgive.
充满嫉妒。
Full of jealousy.
充满纷争。
And strife.
存心害人。
And full of hatred.
神的心何等的痛苦，也是何等的愤怒。
His heart is in pain and he has wrath.
因为罪就把神和人远远地隔开了。
Because sin separates us from God.
所以主耶稣在十字架上的第一个要解决的问题就是罪的问题。
And so the first problem that Jesus solved on the cross was the problem of sin.
把我们这些得罪神的事情、得罪人的事情，借着他的血要把它化解掉。
And so through his blood, he will take away all the things that separates us from God.
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
我们有没有想过
Have we ever thought
我们得罪过人
That we have wronged others
从小时候一直到今天
From our youth till today
我回想起我的这些懂事以后的人生
I think of my life after I was mature
我知道我真的是得罪了许多的人
I know that I have wronged many people
从小时候最亲爱的父母开始
From my parents
父亲他比较严肃
My father was more strict
我们对他呢就比较不敢说什么
And so we did not say much to him
但是母亲非常的慈爱
But my mother was very loving
所以我们就很多的脾气把很多的愤怒都发在母亲的身上
And so we gave a lot of our temperament to her
辛辛苦苦做的饭菜我们爱吃就吃我们不爱吃就不吃
And the food that she prepared, if we wanted to eat, we ate, but if not, then we ignored it.
苦心为我们所做的安排，我们高兴就接受，我们不高兴，我们就转着身就走。
And the thing she prepared for us, if we're happy, we accept it, but if we're not, then we just leave.
我们想起很多很多，我们用一个不满意我们用一个不欢喜的心来接受父母给我们的全心全意的爱。
And we use a heart of unsatisfaction to receive the things of our parents' love.
我不知道你是怎样对待你的父母的。
And I don't know how you treat your parents.
是否从小都很听他的话
？Whether you were very obedient when you're young.
你是不是都非常感激他为你所做的一切
？And you're always grateful of the things they did for you.
你是不是常常能够记得来孝敬他，体恤他的劳苦
？And do you remember often to be considerate of them?
是否常常纪念他对你的恩惠
？And do you remember their grace towards you
还是像很多的人一样
or are you like many other people
我们就把那些事当作理所当然的
and we take those things for granted
那我们就专爱自己和自己的孩子
and so we just love ourselves and our own children
我们的朋友们
dear friends
从父母到我们的其他的亲人到我们的朋友
from our parents to our relatives to our friends
我们何等容易我们就用这样的态度来对待他们
How easy it is for us to treat them in this way.
往往我们所伤害最深的就是我们最那些最爱我们的人。
And oftentimes the ones we hurt most are the ones who love us the most.
朋友们，许多的罪
，many sins，
我们无法去补偿的。
We have no way to correct them.
今天我们在做多少的好事
？Regardless of how much good things we do today，
在设法有多少的回报。
And how much compensation we give
都没有办法去弥补我们过去所造成的伤害
will not be able to correct the hurt that we have
所以主耶稣就需要为我们在十字架上流宝血
And so the Lord Jesus had to shed his blood on that cross
这个血一流出来的时候是用来洗净我们一切的罪
And once this blood was shed it was used to wash away our sins
我们在美国有一位很出名的传道人叫穆迪
There is a very famous preacher in the United States named Moody.
他们在小的时候还有一段这样的经历。
When he was young, he had this experience.
就是14岁的时候，他的父亲因为经商失败，就忧郁而死。
When he was 14, because his father's business went bankrupt.
当时他母亲还怀着孕。
His father died, but his mother was still pregnant.
然后后来就生下了一个双胞胎的儿子，两个双胞胎儿子。
She gave birth to twin boys.
但是在他母亲最艰难的时候
，But in the most difficult time for his mother,
就是他的长子穆迪的哥哥
，Moody's brother, older brother, the firstborn,
他却离家出走了。
He ran away from home.
把所有的担子丢给他的母亲。
And so all the burden fell on the mother.
但是每一天，他的母亲就在等候他回来。
But every day, the mom would wait for the firstborn to return.
很多时候，他们就回想家中的一些往事。
And many times they would think back on the things of the family.
但是有件事情不能提。
But one thing they cannot mention.
就是他不准任何一个孩子说到他的大哥有什么不好。
The mother would not allow any of her children to say bad words of the eldest.
天天为这个孩子祷告。
And so she prayed for her eldest son daily.
在很多风雨飘摇的夜晚。
And so many stormy nights.
她的母亲特别的担心这个孩子。
The mother was especially worried for her son.
常常就整夜为他祷告。
She would pray for him all night.
感恩节是他们美国人全家聚集的日子。
And Thanksgiving is a day that Americans gather together as a family.
一定有一个位置是为这个大儿子预备的。
There would always be a seat for the eldest son.
妈妈的心就盼望说，他们正在吃饭的时候，这个孩子忽然就回来了。
And so her desire was that as they were eating together, her son would return.
一天一天的过去。
And day after day would pass.
好几年了。
Many years.
穆迪弟兄也长大了。
And Moody grew up.
到处全国发信去寻找他的哥哥。
And sent letters throughout the country to search for his brother.
都没有消息。
And there was no news.
但是母亲没有放弃。
But the mother did not give up.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
忽然有一个年轻人出现在他的面前。
A young person came before her.
有着很长的头发。
With long hair.
母亲完全不认得他是谁。
And the mom did not recognize who this was.
但是后来看见他眼睛在流泪。
But then she saw that he was crying.
啊，就认出来，就是他的儿子。
And she recognized that this was her son.
啊，一手抱着吃奶养大的孩子。
The son that she raised.
终于回到他的身边。
Finally returned to her.
啊，心中真是何等的喜乐。
And how joyful she was.
她就要把孩子带进家门。
And so she brought her son in.
但是孩子说。
But the son said.
母亲，先不要让我进去。
I'm not ready to go in yet.
除非我能够听到你完全赦免我这些的过犯。
Unless I hear from you that you forgive all the things I have done.
然后妈妈说。
And the mom said.
我完完全全的赦免。
I completely forgive.
那个孩子才回到母亲的怀中。
And then the son returned.
居然在地上有慈爱的母亲。
And so on this earth today, we have loving mothers.
在天上有慈爱的父亲。
And in heaven, we have a loving father.
是更迫切的，更温柔的，啊，等着我们回家。
Who is waiting even more urgently for us to return.
朋友们，这是主耶稣在地上所讲最感人的故事。
Friends, this is the most touching story that Jesus told on this earth.
我们都像这位大儿子。
We are like that eldest son.
我们都在做浪子。
And we are all wanderers.
我们无视于天上父亲这么的爱我们。
And we do not know that we have a father who loves us.
我们宁可相信人所说的，我们却不听神所说的。
And we would rather listen to what people say than to what God says.
人把很多的基督徒当作见证人。
And many Christians are the spokesman for God.
让我们虽然看不见神，却能够看见神的见证。
So even though we cannot see God, we can see His testimony.
但我们的心不愿意软下来。
But our hearts are unwilling to be softened.
我们口不愿意向他张开。
And our mouths are unwilling to open.
所以今天我们在这里传福音。
So today we preach the gospel.
乃是要请求我们的每一个朋友。
We ask the friends
你来体恤天上父亲的心肠
to be considerate of the Father's heart
答应他的呼召
and to accept his call
知道他有赦免的恩典
to know that he has the grace to forgive
知道他盼望我们回家
and that he is hoping for us to return home
有一首诗歌我很想跟大家一起唱一唱
There is a hymn I would like to sing
那是诗歌604首
That is hymn 604
诗歌604首
Hymn 604
你的罪虽像朱红
Though your sins be as scarlet
主必使他白如雪
They shall be white as snow
朋友们我们是欠债很多的那一个人
Friends, we are those who owe much
那个欠五十两的就是我们。
That who owed 50 denarii, that is us.
愿我们今天成为一个多得恩免的人。
And so today may we be people who receive much grace.
我们要多得他的恩免。
To receive his grace and mercy.
因着相信的缘故。
And through believing,
无论多少的罪恶，主的血都把我们洗得洁白。
Regardless of how much sin, He will wash us white as snow.
我们来学着唱这首诗歌。
Let us learn how to sing this.
我们讲把那个你改成我，好吧
？And let's change the your to me.
啊，你的改成我的。好，我们请黑灯姊妹给我们开个音。来，
今天
我们一个新的人生的起头。
Salvation gives us a new beginning in life.
如同一张白色的画纸。
As a plain white paper.
让我们重新的画过。
For us to start over.
朋友们，我不知道你对你人生是怎样来看的。
Friends, I don't know how you look at your life.
如果是我
，If it's me,
我真希望，我如果还不认识主。我真希望我能够重新得到一张白纸。
If I did not know the Lord, how I wish that I could start with a clean slate.
我重新来作画。
And to start a new picture.
我能够把那些污秽的、丑陋的都把它抹掉。
So that all of the ugly and the wicked I can remove.
我能够重新把那些清洁的、美丽的、光明的重新把它画上去。
And I can draw on those things that are beautiful and glorious.
世上没有一个宗教。
There's no religion on this earth.
给你赦罪之恩。
That can forgive your sins.
都是要叫你自己去行功德。
They all tell you that you need to do good works.
唯有耶稣基督的救恩。
Only the salvation of Jesus Christ.
是他为我们还债。
He forgave all our sins.
他为你还清所有的债。
And he returned all your debt.
所有的债通通还清。
Canceling all of your debt.
这是何等的救恩。
What a great salvation.
不仅是这样。
And not only so.
我们再下看下一段经文。
We'll look at the next scripture.
当我们回家的时候。
When we return home.
我们乃是做儿子。
We are those who are children.
好，我们再来把它列一遍。
We'll read it one more time.
中文来。
Chinese.
因为主所爱的，他必管教。又鞭打反手收纳的儿子，做英文。
Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
来下一节经文。
Next.
耶和华使人死，也使人活，使人下阴间，也使人往上升。他使人贫穷，也使人富足；使人卑微，也使人高贵。他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。地的柱子属于耶和华，他将世界立在其上。
The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts.He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. Upon them he has set the world.
神把我们救回来。
God has brought us back.
他不是说，哎呀，你很可怜，我给你个东西吃，给你个地方住。
And it's not that he thinks we're pitiful so that we need a place to live and something to eat.
他乃是说我收你做儿子。
But rather he says, I accept you as a son.
我要把丰盛的产业赐给你。
And I want to give you an inheritance.
神要把我们重新的栽培，重新的塑造。
He wants to bring us up anew.
让我们从头到脚，从里到外，都变成美丽，都变成圣洁，都变成荣耀。
So that we can be beautiful and righteous and glorious from our head to our toes.
朋友们，我们的父亲就是要这样栽培我们。
This is how our Father wants to bring us up.
刚才英美姊妹在这里做见证。
Earlier, Sister Deborah was testifying.
啊，提到说她去住医院的时候。
She mentioned how she went to the hospital.
医生在那个病历上面写。
And the doctors were taking down her record.
哎，我平常很少这样子看病历。
And I don't usually look at her medical history.
所以那次我看那个病历的时候，我真的觉得非常的稀奇。
And so as I looked at it, I was amazed.
无论是急诊室的医生
Whether it was the doctors from the emergency room,
脑神经外科的医生,
or the neurosurgeons,
心脏科的医生,
or the cardiologists,
他们每一个第一句话就是这样写。
Their first words were these.
他说，这个妇人是经过美好的塑造跟锻炼的那个的妇人。
This woman has gone through great training.
我那时候才觉得说，哦，原来这个在医生眼中那么重要。
And so I realized that this was very important in a doctor's eyes.
如果换我去住院的话，写的可能就不一样了。
Because if I were to go to the hospital, they would write something different.
那是说这个又瘦又弱，有很多毛病的人。
Skinny, weak, many problems.
所以我们的神要栽培我们。
So our Lord wants to bring us up.
朋友们，你要给他时间。
Friends, you need to give him time.
我们很多时候以为说，我今天得救，我两年后得救没什么关系。
Because maybe we think if I am saved today or 2 years later, there's no difference.
其实大有关系。
But there actually is a great difference.
因为时间一去是不复返的。
Because once time passes, you cannot get it back.
我今天如果我立志要像英美那样被训练。
Today, if I determine to be trained like Sister Deborah.
那教练说It's too late.
Then the coach will tell me that it is too late.
太迟了。
Way too late.
你把那个时间都已经浪费掉了。
Because you have wasted all the time.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
在神的恩典中。
That in His grace.
我们可以赎回光阴的。
We can gain back time.
现在我们在座的可能有的已经是真的到了老年了。
And there may be some of us here who are already in their old elderly years.
主还要给你恩典。
But God is still giving you grace.
虽然失去了很多大半美好的时光。
And even though you have, your many years have passed for you.
今天若你肯回转。
But today if you're willing to return.
主让他在恩典中的带领可以赎回这些光阴。
Then God will give you back the time.
所以亲爱的朋友。
So dear friends.
神要栽培。
God is trying to bring us up.
像栽培他最爱的儿子那样。
As he brought up his beloved son.
还要有一天把我们带到一个地步。
And one day he is to bring us to a point
把我们的贫穷把我们的污秽完完全全的洗掉
where our poverty and our ugliness will be washed away
叫我们可以与王子同坐
so that we can be seated with princes
叫我们能够得着荣耀的座位
and we can inherit a throne of honor
哦，朋友们
friends
你这一生无论怎样努力
regardless of how hard you work in life
你已经没有机会做王子了
you have no chance to be a prince
大概也没有机会做总统了
or maybe a president
不过还有谁有这个雄心
I don't know if anyone has ambition here
但是当你信耶稣的时候
But when you believe in Jesus
神要使你与王子同住
God will seat you with the princes
为你预备一个荣耀的座位
And prepare a glorious seat for you
这是何等的救恩
What a salvation this is
神要为你预备丰盛永远的产业
And God is to provide with you an abundant inheritance
曾经有一个年轻人
There was a young man once.
他因为个性比较放荡。
Because he was pretty open.
少年的时候就离家了。
In his youth, he ran away from home.
而且他个性很倔强。
And he was a very bold man.
一离家，什么消息都没有，也不再回去看望。
Because once he ran away, there was no news back home.
直到有一天，他的父亲死了。
Until one day, his dad died.
人家把消息传到他耳中。
And he heard the news.
他的心还是很刚硬。
He was still very determined.
决定不回去。
To not return home.
但是后来良心还是受到责备。
But later his conscience was stirred.
还半勉强的还是回去了。
And so he forced himself to return home.
那回去的时候。
And when he did.
他心中这样决定。
He determined in his heart.
就是等父亲下了葬。
Once his father was buried,
他就拔腿就走,
then he would leave again,
远远地离开这个家,
and to leave this house far away.
但是没有想到在这中间,
but he did not think that in this trip,
在丧礼的中间,
during the ceremony,
他们就念了父亲的遗嘱,
they read the eulogy for the father.
当他听到他的产业跟所有在家中听父亲的话爱父亲的得的是一样的多。
When he realized that the inheritance that he received is the same as all of his siblings,
他刚硬的心就完全软化了。
Then his heart completely melted.
他就决定。 要留在这个家。
And so he decided that he would stay at home.
亲爱的朋友们，
Dear friends,
我们每个人都不同。
All of us are different.
如果像我，
If you're like me,
我从小就很不好的。
I was not very good in my youth.
我有很多狡诈的心思。
And I had many, scheming thoughts.
不好的行为。
And, bad actions.
但是神今天居然选我来服侍他。
But today, the Lord actually chose me to serve him.
我感觉跟这个孩子是一样的。
And so I feel the same way as this child.
本来应当是被拒绝的。
Originally, I should have been rejected.
却得着一样的产业。
And yet I have received the same inheritance.
你知道天上的父亲爱你吗？
Do you know that the Heavenly Father loves you?
他为你预备一份丰盛的产业。
And he has prepared for you an abundant inheritance.
他如何爱主耶稣？
How he loved the Lord Jesus.
他也照样的爱我们。
He loves us as well.
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
我们人生有什么意义？
What is the meaning of our life?
我们人生有什么价值？
And what is the value of our life?
我们人生有什么目的？
What is the purpose of our life?
如果我们只是一代生了，一代死了，
If we are just to be born and to pass away,
这一切都是毫无意义的。
Then all these things are without meaning.
只有当我们认识永生的神，
Only when we know the eternal God,
回家来做他的儿子，
And we return to be sons,
从今时我们就连到永恒，
From today until eternity,
让我们不是与肉体同朽坏，
We are connected, and our bodies will We will not just deteriorate with our bodies,
乃是有永生，
but rather we have eternal life.
乃是有神的儿子荣耀的形象，
and we will have the image of His Son.
这是我们人生的意义、价值和目的。
This is the significance and value and purpose of our life.
把我们过去的痛苦、许多的无奈交给神。
We can give our sufferings to the Lord.
我们把那些东西都埋葬了。
And bury all of them.
重新有一个荣耀光明的人生。
So that we can start a renew, we can start anew a glorious life.
我想做一个人。
To be a person.
我们应当思想人生的结局。
We ought to think of, our life and our end.
但愿我们不要做今朝有酒今朝醉的人。
And so, we won't be people who, just focus on drinking and eating.
我们应当思想人生的结局。
You think of the end of our life.
有一天，当我们走完人生的路途。
Because one day we will finish our walk on this earth.
你希望人是怎样来描述你的呢？
How do you wish for people to remember you?
你希望神那里是怎样来记载你的呢？
And how do you wish for God to record you?
如果你要得着称许，你要得着美好的结局。
If you are to have a good ending,
你今天就要做决定。
Then today you need to decide.
与你创造的主重新和好。
To be reconciled to your Creator.
接受他十字架的救赎。
To accept his salvation from the cross.
让主来的时候，
So that when he returns,
我们可以坦然无惧地面对他。
We can face him without fear.
所以亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
最后我们看一节经文。
Lastly, we will look at a verse.
约翰福音十三章第一节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 1.
我们来一起念一下。
First in Chinese.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
主耶稣，他爱我们，就爱我们到底。
God loves us and he loves us to the end.
有些时候我们说，哎呀，我想信主，可是我担心我会不会做一个好基督徒呢？
And sometimes we might wonder, well, I want to believe, but will I be a good Christian?
我们把这个忧虑卸给神。
We can give this worry to God.
他爱我们，就爱我们到底。
Because he loves us to the full extent.
他救我们就救我们到底。
And he saves us to the full extent.
愿这个爱今天激励我们。
And so may this love encourage us today.
放心地把我们的生命、我们的前途、我们的一家都交在主手中。
So that we can freely give him our life, our future, and our family into his hands.
所以我们要呼召朋友们。
And so we call on friends to
believe. 信主不是什么惊天动地的大事。
Believing in the Lord is not a great thing.
乃是你与神之间重新和好。
but rather it is you being reconciled to God.
信主乃是我们把那个破碎的父子关系重新恢复。
Believing in the Lord is renewing that broken relationship between the Son and Father. 带着一个简单的信心就可以得着。And with a simple faith, you can receive.
我们不要把神简单的救法变成复杂了。
And so, may we not complicate the simple salvation of God.
当我呼召的时候
，And when I call you,
我为说凡是愿意接受耶稣的，请举个手。
I will ask for those who are willing to accept to raise their hands.
没有别的意思。
There is no other meaning.
没有要你奉献金钱。
There is no requirement to offer money.
没有你有什么义务。
Or any other motives.
就是要把一个恩典，把一个属天的救恩赐给你。
But rather, it is just to give you a heavenly grace,
让你得着神永远的生命
so that you can receive God's eternal life.
盼望我们都听清楚了。
Hopefully, the friends have heard clearly.
欢欢喜喜地接受耶稣基督的救恩
so that we can joyfully accept Jesus' salvation.
我们的诗班还有诗琴在吗？可能到楼上去了哈。那这样我们就唱诗歌，哎，可以是吗？还等可以帮示范自己吗？第一首歌，第一首歌可以请示范帮我们唱一下吗？
We'll ask the choir to sing the first song again.
我们示范人数不是很齐哈，但是我刚才听那首诗歌的时候，真的是非常的感动。
上来，
嗯，
要上来，
就站在那个钢琴前面好不好？他们呼召，他们呼召我们，我们来接受耶稣基督的救赎。
May we accept Jesus Christ's salvation.
当我们来听这首诗歌的时候
，And as we listen to this hymn，
朋友们，我要一边呼召
，Friends， I will be calling to you.
我们把眼睛都闭上
，And ask that we close our eyes.
好，如果你心中有这个意愿。
If you have this desire in your heart,
请你把手举一下。
Then I will ask you to raise your hand.
请你向神表明你愿意接受他的救。
To show to God that you are willing to accept.
你愿意接受他的栽培。
And you are willing to accept his bringing up.
好，我就连续唱，连续唱。朋友们把眼睛继续闭上，我们
诗班
在呼召我们的时候，让我们把心门打开，让耶稣现在就进到你的心中，让耶稣洗净一切的罪，好让他能够进入你的心，就在这个时候
At this time,
朋友们不要再怀疑
Please do not doubt.
不要再推辞
And do not reject.
现在就来向耶稣表明你心中的意愿
And show to God your desire.
所以你心中愿意的，我请在座位上把手举一下
So if you are willing, I ask that you raise your hand.
凡是愿意的朋友们，请在座位上把你的手举起来
Raise your hand on your, at your
接受耶稣做你的救主
To accept Jesus Christ as your Savior
就在这个时候
At this time
把你自己所有一切的罪污让他洗净
To allow him to wash away all of your sin
接受新的生命
To accept a new life
我们请每一位都把眼睛闭上来好吗
We ask everyone to
我们希望我们能够有一个段时间好好的面对神
And so we can have a time to face God
好我再呼召一次凡是你愿意的请你在座位上把你的手举一下
If you are willing Please raise your hand at your seat
有没有哪位朋友愿意的 如果你还没接受耶稣做救主的，你都可以向他表示。好，感谢主，请放下来。还有哪位愿意的？这是一个何等好的机会。
This is a good opportunity.
朋友们，我相信你心中是有感动的。
And friends, I trust that you are moved in your heart.
不要再犹豫。
Stop doubting.
不要再推辞。
Or declining.
把握机会得救。
Take hold of the chance to be saved.
我再问你一次，最后一次。
And I will call one last time.
好，凡是愿意的，都一起把手举一下，好吗
？If you are willing, please raise your hand.
还有哪位愿意的？好，感谢主。
Others?
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
好，请放下来，看见了。还有哪一位？凡是愿意的，都一起把手举一下，好吗？还有哪一位？还有哪一位？朋友们，为什么要推辞神的爱？
Friends, do not decline God's love.
为什么拒绝他？
Do not reject him.
他是你的父亲。
Because he is your father.
朋友们，要听父亲的话。
Friends, you have to listen to the
father. 还有一位吗？还有一位吗？朋友，愿意接受耶稣的，还有没有一位？
Is there anyone else?
还有没有再一位？神在等候你。
God is waiting for you.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我请刚才举手的新的弟兄姊妹和我一同祷告。
And those who raise your hands, I ask that you pray along with me.
我也请你心中愿意的和我一同祷告。
And I ask those who are willing in their hearts to pray along with me.
出声向神说。
To speak and say to God.
我愿意。
That I am willing.
我就在这里。
And I am here.
求你救我。
Please save me.
好，我一句，请大家一起跟我祷告。
Please pray along with me.
亲爱的主耶稣
，Dear Lord Jesus，
我感谢你。
I thank you.
感谢你这么爱我。
Thank you for loving me so.
在十字架上
，On that cross，
你把爱完全向我显明。
You showed your love to me completely.
主耶稣，因为你爱我
，Lord Jesus， because you love me，
我也要爱你。
I want to love you too.
我要接受你做我的主。
And I want to accept you as my savior.
接受你做我的救主。
To accept you as my savior.
主啊，洗净我的罪。
Lord, wash away my sins.
赦免我一生的过犯。
Forgive my iniquities.
赐给我新的生命。
Give me a new life.
新的前途。
A new future.
新的盼望。
A new hope.
让我好好的跟随你。
So that I can follow after you.
感谢主爱我。
Thank you, Lord, for loving me.
求你听我的祷告。
Please listen to my prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.